Hello, you have reached emergency roadside assistance. My name is Channing. Are you currently in need of roadside assistance?
My mom wanted me to call and see because she has it, but I'm under her insurance.
Okay, are you calling in for new service or for an update on a service you already called in for?
What does that mean? Because I locked my key in my car, so I wanted to know if they could, like, help me get it.
Okay, that's fine. But breaking that down, I just asked if you had already previously called in today, which means we have customers that call in for updates. So I was just trying to make sure. But you did answer my question, and I can definitely set you up a lockout service for today.
Okay.
Alrighty, let me start by getting the spelling of your first name.
Malika, M-A-L-I-K-A.
Thank you. And can I get the spelling of your last name?
Bernard, B-E-R-N-A-R-D.
Thank you. And can I also get a callback number just in case we get disconnected?
678-508-6729.
Alrighty. Thank you so much. And would you also like to receive a mobile text update to that phone number with the driver's name, ETA, and phone number related to your service today?
Yes.
Alrighty, great. Alrighty, message and data rates may apply. Now, can I please get your full policy number associated with that account?
What is that?
You may want to call your mom, but it's basically like a number that pulls up your policy and all of your coverage, and I will also need your full VIN number.
Okay.
So if you are near the car, I can still get that full VIN number, and then I can notate.
I have the VIN number in my phone, so
okay.
I'm going to text my mom while I'm on the phone with you and tell her to send the policy number.
Alrighty. And make sure she sends you the full policy number. I know she probably doesn't have this issue, but some customers have to, you know, rely on other family members, and sometimes they don't take a full picture of it, and it's, like, cut off. So make sure she gets the full number so I can search it up properly.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
I have my VIN number. If you're ready.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you. I'm ready for it.
All right. Sorry. It's 1HG. CM5-6653-A013-210.
All righty. Let me go ahead and repeat that back to you. I have the number 1, H as in Harry, G as in Gary, C as in Cat, M as in Mary, the number 5-6-6-5, and then 3... Mm-hmm. A as in Apple, the number 013-210. Is that correct?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
Alrighty. I'm going to just go ahead and save it here in my computer just in case anything happens. So we have at least that amount of information. And then just let me know when you have that policy number handy and I can just stay on the line. And then if you want to call her, you can place me on hold on your end and just give her a call there.
All right, let me see. Let me try to do that. All right, she says she's looking for it.
Okay. Tell her to take her time.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right, you just sent me a picture. All right, I have the policy number.
All righty, I'm ready.
All right, it's CSG A 00 346 632.
All righty, so I have C as in cat, S as in Sam, G as in Gary, A as in apple, 3 0s 1 2 3, and then the numbers 346 632. Is that correct?
Yes, sir.
Alrighty, and I do have an account that came up with all that information that you gave me, but just for security reasons, can you please verify the first name? I see the last name matches up, but the first name and then the full address associated with that policy.
For my mom's name?
Yes, ma'am.
Her name is Clivia Bernard. Okay, yep. Clivia Bernard, C-L-I-V-I-A, and then the address is 4790 Northbrook Court, Conyers, Georgia, 30094.
Alrighty, great. Thank you so much. That checks out. And what is the year, make, and model on the car that you want service done for today?
It's the Honda Accord 2003.
Alrighty, thank you so much. And what's the color of that vehicle?
It's gold.
Alrighty. And let me make my notes here regarding your lockout service request today.
Why would you go over there? To say I'm out of order. I'm right here. Tell me.
I'm sorry, sir. What did you say?
No. I stated that I was just making my notes here regarding your lockout service request, just so everything is understood. Okay. Why does it mean that? Okay. There we go. Save. Okay. Computer was acting on it. Okay. So lockout surface. And are the keys located in the trunk?
In the trunk? No. Okay. This is the thing that's the problem. I came to work and I think I was rushing and I put it in my purse. Like, I'm really hoping that it's in my purse because sometimes I throw stuff in my purse, but I end up leaving it in there. So I think it's in the purse on the driver's side door.
Okay, that's fine. And
okay.
Does the vehicle have power locks?
Power lock? Yeah. So okay. You mean like if you unlock it, it'll go off?
Well, yeah, if you're in the inside of the car and you hit the unlock button, it unlocks all the doors. And if you hit the lock button, it locks all the doors.
Oh, yeah, I do.
Okay.
Yeah,
some vehicles don't have that. So since it was a 2003, I was just asking.
Yeah.
All righty, ma'am. So where are you currently located?
I'm at BJ's on Dogwood.
BJ Wholesale Club, and let me make sure I do see, it's in East Point, I see a Conyers, Georgia, it's on Dogwood Drive,
Conyers,
South,
Georgia.
Okay,
yeah.
Conyers,
yeah.
Georgia, alrighty, all I did was type in BJ's, and it brought up the closest one, so I'm sorry, I just had to look down and see which ones, alrighty, paste that. Okay, and you're located in the parking lot, correct? Of that Whole Foods?
I'm inside because I am at work, but if they need me, then I can walk outside.
Okay. They will be giving you a call when they're on their way, so just stay by your phone and, like, take it off of silent or anything like that so you can receive that call.
Gotcha.
Alrighty, I stated that you are inside of the wholesale store and that the vehicle is inside the parking lot. I just like to give the drivers a little bit more information just in case they get a little bit confused when they get there. they can always refer to the notes that I just made here. And alrighty, I do have my first driver here that I can go ahead and give a call to. So just stick near your phone, and once I have your driver confirmed for your service today, you will receive that text message with their name, number, and estimated time of arrival there to you. And
okay.
You're welcome. Is there anything else I can assist you with?
No, that's all.
All righty, ma'am. Enjoy the rest of your day at work, and just stick near your phone and look out for that call and that text message.
All right. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye.